Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever it is. Hello. I want to start out this morning by asking you to do a very powerful thing that will bring our energy in together, which is, let's acknowledge ourselves. Lord, have mercy. Okay, now I want you to think of one thing that you thought of in the last 24 hours that you used to not bring you peace. I want you to think of one thing right now that you thought of, and I know it might be hard, but I want you to try to think of one thing that maybe you were concerned, worried about, thinking about, pondering before you came in. Something that you felt a little upset about. Take a breath. And then I'd like you to tell yourself, I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. Okay, so I say it one more time. I am never upset for the reason I think. So if you're looking at it from a course perspective, whatever you think you're upset about is not really what you're upset about, so you don't need to continue to ponder it. Whatever you think you're upset about, according to the course, is just a smokescreen to hide what's really causing you to be upset. So the thing that you're so sure it's the thing that you're upset about, or you give yourself a lack of peace about, the Course in Miracles is saying that's the one reason you can be sure you're not really upset, or worried, or concerned, or depressed, or whatever it is that we tell ourselves. Now, for a second, when you hear that, it may have an effect on you at some level. And you might go, that's an interesting concept. That's powerful. That kind of gives me a little bit of peace. And so you think that understanding what I said is what's important. And what you learn is it's not the understanding of what I said that's important. It's the remembering of what I said that's important. If you were to take all the time you spend on understanding and focused on remembering, your life would change almost overnight. Remember you are innocent. Remember you deserve love. Remember you are powerful. Remember you are forgiven. Remember that you are spirit. Remember that you are free. Remember that you are the creator of your experience. See, it's the remembering that gives you power and peace during the day. It's not, what does that mean to be free? What does that mean to be a child of God? What does that mean to be? No, I need to remember. Okay? So that's why the Course says you don't have to believe the ideas, because it's not really, it's not, I always say, it's not like something not true unless you believe it. I don't know how to break that to you. Just because you say you don't believe something doesn't make it untrue. Okay, but I used to approach it like that. You know, like, if I don't believe it, well, what he's saying is a bunch of crap. You know, because I am the standard bearer of all truth. And everything that happens, it must happen according to the way I think. So that's okay. We can play that game. I got a part of me that's called the ego that plays those games also. We all got a part of us that plays the game. So one more time. The thing that you thought you were upset about, would you say, I am never upset for the reason I think?
I am never upset for the reason I think.
I'm never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. So the course then goes to the next lesson and says, well, you're upset because you see something that's not there. Because people go, okay, but I'm never upset for the reason I think, why am I upset? Well, I'm upset because I'm seeing something that's not there. That's deep. So a lot of ways you can look at that. I'm upset because I see something that's not there. Now, what the course is saying that's not there that you're using to keep yourself upset is the past or the future. Right. You're either thinking about something right now that happened in the past that's keeping you from being peaceful right now, or you are thinking about something that might happen in the future that's keeping you from being peaceful. So really, the reason why you're upset is because you're seeing only the past or the future. So the truth is, the person is just upset because of what they're telling themselves. You're upset because of what you're telling yourself right now. You're having a conversation with yourself, and guess what? Your conversation is upsetting you. Isn't that so logical? It's pathetic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm never upset for the reason I think. I think I'm upset because somebody didn't keep the dinner date that they said they were going to keep with me. But what I'm really upset about is because right now I'm thinking about what happened last night with the dinner date. So I'm making myself upset right now about what I'm telling myself right now. So I'm really not upset about the dinner date. I'm upset about what I'm telling myself about the dinner date. I am upset because of the past. And I'm also upset because the Joker might do it again in the future. It might happen again. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
Would you please look around the room with somebody and wink your eye at them?
Wink your eye. I'm telling you. Okay. So, now, if you're never upset for the reason you think, and you're only upset because of what you're telling yourself from the past, then the reason why you're upset leads to the next lesson, which the Course says is because I see only the past. See, I'm upset because of something that's not there. But this will all make more sense if you give it a specific person, situation, or circumstance. If you don't apply the truth specifically, you'll never get to the point that you really kind of see how you can apply it generally to everything. You start with specific things. So if I'm not willing to take my specific issue, you know, then this won't make much sense to just sign up yourself here having another lecture, like a lecture you've heard a million times. The purpose of my class is to give us the experience of it and to actually change why we're here together. Okay? So all you have to do is take a situation, and you know what it is, that you've been obsessing over, and then tell yourself, I'm not upset about it for the reason I think. I'm upset about it because I'm seeing something that's not there. And I'm upset about it, especially if it's a person and you're upset about them and they're not even around you. You got to be being upset because of something that's not there. Okay? Yeah. So I'm upset because, you know, and if you're lonely on a Saturday night, you're upset because of something that's not there. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't get a present on your birthday and you're mad at somebody about it, you're upset because of what's not there. The present.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
So I like that the Course in Miracles, it is the truth that applies to everything. You don't have to figure out where do you apply the truth. You apply the truth to everything, all your thoughts, all your feelings, all emotions, and all actions, no matter what. So that means I'm not happy for the reason I think. I'm not thrilled for the reason I think. I'm not feeling good for the reason I think either. That's also usually something that's happened to me that I'm feeling good about, or something that I'm anticipating that's going to happen to me that I'm feeling good about. Like a date where you know you're going to get lucky. So I'm really not happy because of what I think is going to happen on the date. I'm really happy because of what I'm telling myself right now. I'm not happy for the reason I think because of what I think is going to happen on the date. I'm really happy because of what I'm telling myself right now. So it's the same thing. It works just as much either way. Okay? So then the next one comes up that goes like, all right, well, if I'm upset because of something that's not there and I'm seeing only the past, then what's upset me is really, when you say I see only the past, you should add to it learning. I'm seeing only my past learning. I'm seeing only my past learning. Because in my past learning, I learned how to respond like this. In my past learning, I learned how to look at this situation. I learned how to get freaked out when my bills get behind. There are some people, their bills have been behind for 20 years and they cooled out. And there are some people that they think is they one day late, they're about to go crazy. Right? So the truth is you learn to react to those things that way. So you're reacting to your past learning. So if you're reacting to your past learning, are you really then truly seeing that situation? So you're really not seeing that person. You're really not seeing your bank account. You're really not seeing your job in the present. You're not seeing anything. You're just seeing what you've learned. So then, do you really see anything?
No.
Like, you think you're looking at me, but really you're not looking at me. You're looking at what you learned to think I am. Mm. And you're interpreting what I said the way you learned to interpret what I'm saying. So are you seeing me?
No.
If you were seeing me, you would be going something like, damn, you're so cool. I love you. You're so handsome. You're so wonderful. Oh, you're so great. Oh, God, you're so great. I love you so much. You are just cool. Now, when somebody sees you like that, they're seeing you. They're seeing you as a child of God. They're seeing you as a spiritual being. They see, when they're really seeing what you really are, they'll have tears in their eyes from the beauty of what they're looking at. And hopefully not a bruised arm. Now, so what does that mean? Well, that means if you don't feel that way when you look at yourself, what you think of yourself in the mirror in the morning, you aren't seeing yourself. Mm-hmm. And if the people in your life are not looking at you with tears of gratitude because you're so beautiful, they're not seeing you. Mm-hmm. So what we have is people who don't see themselves hooking up with people who don't see them.
What a mess.
And we call it love affairs. Romantic relationships, friendships. I don't see myself correctly, and I don't see you correctly, but we expect to get together and have this really cool connection. And then we wonder why our relationships are full of such ups and downs and roller coasters and pain. How well can you have a relationship with somebody you don't see? So anyway, we learn to see things the way we see them, right? So then that leads to the last thing I'm going to say this morning as part of the warm-up, which is that means that your mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. So the average person, when you're looking at them, they're thinking about something. They're thinking about something from the past, or they're thinking about something that's going to happen later. Or they're even thinking about what they're going to say back to you while you're talking. So they also are dealing with stuff that's not there. Because while you're trying to figure out what you're going to say, you're missing what the person is saying, and so you don't really know the person still, see? You don't know me until I communicate with you. Anything else is your opinion, your projection, your perception. It has nothing to do with who I am. And then you deal with me as if your interpretation and perception of me is correct. That's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded. You look at me, decide what you think I am, and then deal with me as if I'm what you think I am. And I do the same thing. But how accurately are we really then seeing each other? I haven't even met any of you yet. That's why I keep giving you the benefit of the doubt. You know, when you're mad, you just, I'm seeing you real incorrectly right now. Okay? So I'm going to go back in the back, and I'm just going to try to cool off and watch TV a while until I see you correctly. See, that's what a conscious, angry person says. A conscious, angry person is feeling the feeling, but telling the truth about the sin. And an unconscious anger person is saying, it's your fault, you did it, when you did it, then we can hook up again. And I'm saying, now, please don't hook up again. Take your little incorrectly perceiving butt on. You ain't the only one that can wear a miniskirt. Okay. Which there are none in Colorado. Okay. See, I was upset because I was seeing something that wasn't there. You see what I mean? It's the truth is always true, no matter what you're thinking. All right. So Spirit told me to move to Miami. Was that incorrect?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got it? So now you know what you're really upset about? Okay. You're really upset because of what you're telling yourself in the now moment. You're taking your past, you're interpreting it in the present, and you're projecting it to the future. You're taking your past, you're interpreting it in the present, and you're projecting it to the future, and you will relive it again. You are thinking about your past, you are doing it right now, and you're projecting it to the future, and then this is where it goes. My past. And now look at it right now and project it in the future and leave it again. Go past it, my past. And then I look at it again and project it in the future and I meet it. Y'all got it?
Yeah.
My past. Think about it now, project it in the future and I meet it. My past. I pass by it again and I remember it right now and project it into the future and I meet it. So you never have seen anybody. You just been seeing your past. It's like me doing it. This is why it's not seeing it in the future. My past. Okay, now while I'm doing that, you all are out here, but I don't see you. There's a world that we don't see because we are looking at our own thoughts. You don't see me, you just see your thoughts about me. There are some people that I believe I can't change my thoughts about. I just feel like the way I see them is the way they are. You know what I mean? I'm just locked into that perception. Now, when you see a perception that you're locked into, even if it's not true, but you really want to believe it, is going to become what you call a fact. Now, the worst thing, if we want to pretend there's a worst, that you can do with an illusion is see it as a fact. Because at the point you see it as a fact, you no longer question it. You are just no good, it's a fact. So she's done. I don't even consider that anymore. See, a false belief that I really want to believe in becomes a fact. Now the next thing that happens to it is it becomes invisible. So once I accept it as a fact, then I don't even see it anymore, but it's still operating. So you are living a life that you are experiencing false ideas that you see as facts now.
Fear.
And you believe it so much that when someone tells you something different, you have resistance. Because your entire reality is based on that false idea that you're telling yourself. And how do you know it's a false idea? Because it doesn't bring you joy. Does the idea that you can never have a relationship that's beautiful, does that make you feel good? Then it's a lie.
Yeah.
But it's not a lie to a person who believes they're unworthy and they believe it as a fact. They would only want somebody that mistreated them. And then they magnetize them because they're creators. We're all creators. And so whatever we really believe and have faith in, we draw to us, right? So it's a fact that this always happened to me. So it happens again because it's a fact. This is the way we are. Imagine if these are prison bars. Here's one, here's two, right? And I'm inside the jail, right? Well, that's the way an invisible belief is. When you believe it, you get so close to it that you don't even see the bars anymore. So you're in jail in fear and guilt and lack, but you don't see the bars anymore. And you're really enjoying the other prisoners in the courtyard.
No,
I think prisoner 133427 is hot. All right. So I'm going to share with you the steps that you go through when you have to make a decision. And we're going to page 626 now. I'm jumping around in the course more now because I want to give you some of the juiciest tidbits. Okay, let me ask you this before I go any further. Did that make any sense whatsoever? Did that make any sense?
I need
encouragement. I need encouragement. I know you're not supposed to need encouragement, but I need encouragement. So I would like to ask you to give me some encouragement.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. After waiting for years and years, I finally came to the startling realization I need to start asking for it. But for you in a world where generally doesn't happen unless you ask for it. That's why when we get a relationship, we hang on to it so much. Because it looked like that's the one person that's kind of acknowledging us in some way or feeling like we're valuable in some way. Because pretty much those of us in forgetfulness, we just walk past each other without any thought of each other at all. And we don't mean to be. It doesn't mean that you're like trying to be mean or uncaring. We're just in the habit of not showing appreciation because we're not in the habit of really showing it in ourselves and for ourselves. How can I give you what I'm not giving myself? So I'm paying more attention to how people treat themselves than how they treat me. Because if I see they're treating themselves pretty cool, I know they're going to treat me cool. So I'm paying attention to how a person treats themselves. You know, you pay them a compliment, do they go, oh, that couldn't be me, oh, you know, that's not true. Okay, so this is a person that's a really lousy receiver. You try to give them something really cool, they're going to resist it. Do I want to get into that? I don't think so. What I'll do is, I pray for you to meet the person for you. That's what you do. You go, what can I do for them? I pray that they meet the person that has the patience and the understanding and the desire and the guidance to want to deal with that. And then you move on. Where the old caretaker in me would go, oh, I got the picture. Ta-da! See, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Big C on your chest. Caretaker! Look down there. There's a girl who never had relationship with men. Let me help her. Then as soon as they get strength enough and confidence enough, they leave you. I had someone tell me that one time. If it wasn't for you and all the truth that you taught me, I wouldn't have had the strength to leave you. So thank you. Wait, you have because people always find out in a relationship with me sooner or later that they can't control me, and it really disappoints them. Because in their mind, you know, we don't think we intend to do that. But what we do at a subconscious level, we're going, that's okay. Once I get with you, it'll be different. I love it. You cannot control a person that loves themselves. If the person loves themselves, you can't control them. So don't mess around with people who love themselves if you're a control freak, because you're going to be frustrated constantly. Now, people who don't love themselves, they're glad to have you take over, because then they'll have somebody to blame. So it's a good deal for them, too. Well, everybody wins, we go. Oh, you want to be punished? I'll give you the most hellacious person in your life you could ever have. Because we want you to have what you want. So we're going to send them right to you. The universe always says yes. It says yes. I'll never have the career that works for me. Yes. I can have what I deserve because I deserve it and I love it. Yes. Always says yes. Okay, so what you do when you want to have something, you go, I'm going to tell myself what I want. I'm going to tell myself what I like to experience. And then I'm going to say, if I make no decisions by myself, I will have it. I'll say it again. This is what I want. This is what I like to experience. But if I make no decisions without my higher self, if I make no decisions without God, if I make no decisions without checking in, but if I make these decisions with God, checking in, then I'll have the kind of day I want. Okay? Okay. Now, the major problem that we have right now is that we make up our mind and then we ask what to do. We make up our mind what we want to have and how we want to have it. Then we ask Spirit what to do. He said, that's our major problem. Do everybody recognize that?
Yes.
I decided what's going to make me happy. I decided who's going to make me happy. I decided what should happen for me to be happy. God! What should I do? See, you've already made all the decisions before you turn to higher self. That's so funny. Think about that. This is the way I want it. This is how I want it. This is what it's going to come. How do I do what I've already made up has to be done in order for me to have what I want? And then Spirit says to you something opposite or something different. And he says we get really angry and upset because what we're hearing doesn't agree with what we've already decided should happen, right? He says, so there's a way that you keep from doing that. And the way that you keep from doing that is to realize that whenever you get upset with the answer that you hear, it's a good chance that you made a decision by yourself and you've already made up how you think it should happen. So when that happens and you find yourself asking, getting an answer, and getting upset about the answer, you need to tell yourself, I forgot what to decide. I forgot to decide that I wasn't going to decide first, then ask. It's okay for me to tell myself what I want, how I want it, and when I want it, but make no decisions by myself. But I shouldn't make up my mind and then ask what to do. If the Course calls it that's an honest question, you get honest and dishonest questions in a class all the time as a teacher. The Course in Miracles says a dishonest question is a person who's asking you a question and they already have the answer in their mind when they ask you the question, and then they're looking for you to agree with whatever it is they decided it is, or they're asking the question just so that they can make some kind of a statement. So as soon as you answer, they make a statement. Well, I really thought blah, 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 blah. Well, why did you ask? Well, you wanted to make that statement. Okay. Then the Course says an honest question is a question that goes something like this. What do I do? I have no idea what to do in this situation. I don't understand it. I need help. That's an honest question. How many honest questions do we ask the universe? Very few. So then I understood that's why it looked like things hadn't been answered for me, because I never asked an honest question of God or the truth or anybody else. First of all, I'm upset with you because of anything I've learned about you. I'm upset because something's not even there. You know, I say I want stuff, then I tell God what God must do in order for me to have it, because I have decided exactly how everything should go. Then when I get an answer, I can't even hear it because it totally, completely upsets me. I don't really know that I'm not seeing anybody around me except through my own past, so I've never even seen them. And then I wonder why I'm on antidepressants. if you do that much wrong stuff in a row, you got to be depressed. But what's cool about it is you get a chance to see, oh, it's not that I can't have what I want. It's just that I was going about it the incorrect way. So now I have hope, and I can feel really excited about what's going to happen to me today, because I see that the mistakes that were made were just my own. Wow. But I want to be in charge, you know. I want to rule my reality. And to convince myself that I understand what's going on, I'll judge everything and everybody, believe that it's true, so I think I know what's happening. So that's how, as an adult, I feel peace during the day. I see you, and then I evaluate you, and I decide my evaluation is true, and therefore I understand you, and I'm an adult who knows what's going on. Then I evaluate you based on my past and believe that that's what you really are and deal with you that way, because now I can say I understand you. I know exactly what's going on with you based on what I went through in the past, and I know that's what's got to be happening with you too, so now as an adult, I understand you. Now, you see how absolutely incorrect I am, that I don't really know him, I don't really know her, and I don't really know her, right? Because I'm just seeing what I believe about them. Okay, so you know what they're going to do one day? They're going to surprise me. Control freaks freak out on the surprises, because they actually think that the way that they have set it up is the way that it actually is. And so when someone acts outside of what you decided they should be, it freaks you out. And then you say the most ignorant thing of all, which is, you betrayed me. And the truth is, I didn't betray you. I'm just not the way you made me up to be. So how do I get out of that block? How do I get past that? I ask, I do something like this. I say, on a frequent basis, hey, brother, what do you think? What do you feel? What do you want? Where are you at right now? What's important to you right now? What are you thinking right now? Because if I'm really not a judging person the way I used to be, I've got to ask questions, or how else would I know? So if you were somebody and they never ask you anything about what you think or feel, you already completely up on the shelf and wrapped up. They know you. And you are. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Don't ever ask you one single. You go out to dinner with somebody a whole evening and they never ask you anything about yourself, and you don't catch that, you're just insane. Sometimes I walked away from people and went, you know, that was a 3-hour conversation, and it was not one time that person asked me anything about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I say something like that, it doesn't mean I'm upset with them. It doesn't even mean I'm going to treat them any differently, because you can't get spiritual information if you're going to use it against anybody. But if you're going to use information for peace and protection, the universe will let you know everything you need to know about a person, even if they're trying to keep it a secret. You will just get the email that they were trying to send to somebody else, but it accidentally came to you. And you go, oh, so that's what you were really doing last night. And enjoying it. And I wasn't even supposed to get this email, right? Okay? Then the ego mind says, well, get them back. The low-down skunks, you know? But if you're a conscious being, you go, all right, you breathe, you have your feelings about it, and you thank the universe for making you aware of what you needed to know, because it's only deception, it hurts you, and then you want that person to have some love and some freedom and some peace, because if they had any of those things, they would feel no need to deceive you in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Because the universe won't continue to give me information on people that I'm going to use to attack them with. So the more you attack, the more ignorant you become about the people and things in your environment. And you get to the point you're the last one to know anything. And then you are. And then you find out your friends knew you. Your relatives knew. Hell, even the people walking down the mall, the 16th Street Mall knew. But you didn't. Because you were the one that was deceiving yourself the most, so you were the last one to know. And we've all had that experience. Well, how did you know that? Yeah, I've been knowing it about 2 years. Well, why didn't you tell me? Well, because you would have attacked me. And you might have thought I somehow created it just by telling you about it. If you hadn't told me, this might not have even occurred. If you hadn't told me that the train was coming, I might not even have gotten hit. Oh, man, I love the course. You know why? Because it teaches you how to do this. And it's so cool. Obstacle number one, obstacle number two, obstacle number three, four, five, six, seven. And when you study the course, and it teaches you how to tell the difference between what's real and what's real, unreal, false and the truth, love and fear, innocence and guilt, you go like this. Okay. When you can't tell the difference between what's real and what's unreal, you go like this. And then you grab hold to another blind person and hope that both of y'all. And then the person that can see you all and just goes. Pray that nobody hits you. I'm telling you, the same mind and the conscious mind operates completely different from the fearful mind, but it doesn't interfere. Now, this is another thing that a fearful mind would do with the obstacle. Rather than go, they go, pick the obstacle up. So that they're too blind to see. Now they're analyzing with the eyes closed. And so they analyze, and then other folks trip over them. Because we were taught that you needed to analyze a problem in your past in order to heal. And that's the same as saying, I'm getting ready to leave here, but I'm going to pick up the book. I'm getting ready to leave today. This is a fresh, clean, present moment. There's nothing in this moment from my past. There's nothing from this moment from my future. This is just a clean, untarnished birth. In this moment, I can choose for any experience I want to have. It's so brisk and breezy. But this is the way you do when you have guilt. You got that clean, untarnished moment that you could create a whole new reality for yourself with nothing from your past having to have anything to do with it, and you go. Out of this present moment, I'm going to take my girlfriend story. You know what I mean? So when you're healing,
yeah.
When you're healing, you start out with these many. And then when you first start to study and you start to wake up, the first thing that happens, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Okay? Is you're going to realize, you can call this crap. Because you've been looking somewhere else. Oh, it's you, the past, the future, why my butt hurting, but that's okay. It's your fault. Now, all of a sudden, you wake up. You start to study the truth. You start to realize you created your own reality. That you're not this weak being. That it was a result of something that you've done. And you're innocent. You just did the best you could based on your past life. And you see, oh my God! Then that's when some people commit suicide. Because they think that they're on their own, by themselves, having to deal with all this stuff. Because they don't have a faith in nothing greater than themselves. So when you get into all this new thought stuff, this creative stuff, and this secret stuff, and you don't have any kind of connection to your source, all you're doing is just creating more stuff for you to feel responsible for. Mm-hmm. And you'll be frozen. You can't think of negative thoughts. You can't have a feeling that's not cool. You're trying to think good all the time. You're trying to act like you're not bad because you want to create nothing bad. And you become a nervous freaking wreck. But if you realize, hey, you know, I made this up, but I do have a higher self, a greater self, a spiritual self that's there to guide me and to help me let this go and provide for me and heal me at the same time, then I can look at it and don't feel so afraid about it. And that's the purpose of this. to help us look at it, but don't think we're alone. Be able to look at it and know we got other people around us who's trying to do the same thing. This is more than a class. This is a healing for us. An opportunity to have mighty companions with us as we transition and go to another level of country. This is an opportunity for you not to have that excuse of saying, I'm all by myself and there's nobody else that I can do this stuff with. Oh, I can't talk this stuff without somebody thinking I'm crazy. All right, you're in a room full of other crazy people now. When the world calls you crazy, go, thank you, Lord. I love it. You don't know when you're free. You're really free in a way when people get to that point that they say to you, oh, that's just Earl. He'll do anything. Unless I'm getting to that point in the class. Oh, that's Earl. You know, he's just telling what he might do. So if you don't come to the class, just he may express this. I'm free. You know what I mean? Because what happens? If a person here, you might do anything before they come, then when you express yourself, they're not as freaked out. But when you got all these rules for yourself and everybody can predict exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to, you know those people in your life, you know what they're going to say, how they're going to say it, what they're going to do, when they're going to do it. You can predict every single solitary thing about the relationship. And you wonder why you feel bored? But then you could ask yourself, why am I able to predict everything about the relationship? Well, you put so many limits on that situation and that person, they have to act within this little perimeter that you made up. So after a while, of course you know where they're going to go. You're the one that's asking them to just go there. But if you like me, that stallion eventually comes through on Sagittarius. And that stallion eventually comes through. I'm coming home on the fence! Notice I did not shoot my owner. I just left. No bad karma there. Some people, they can't do that. I'm going, but pow! I feel so much better. And since there is no such thing as death and there is eternal life, you'll be back. That's why crazy people don't need to know about eternal life. You better be glad fearful minds don't know the truth. You better be glad to go, oh, that's stupid. What you mean? You heard about to die. You crazy. Right, you want a person like that to believe in death. Because they would also be the ones that would be crazy enough to say, bam, and you're coming back. So I don't have to have any kind of thought about that. Fearful people are insane. Fearful people are insane. Fearful people are insane. Fearful people are cute. They're insane. They're not bad, they're not sinful, they're not guilty, they're just insane. So have compassion for your sisters and brothers and cousins and friends who don't know that love is the only answer.
Yeah.
They're in pain, they're calling for love. Can you imagine the reality of a person that believes that they're separate from God in the world? Thinking that they're on their own, trying to make it, trying to judge who they should be with and who they shouldn't be with based on their own past experience with salt. You don't want them to go, please give me your phone number. Keep that BlackBerry shut down. But she's so cute. She's just so cute, the Holy Spirit. That's my take. And a miniskirt too. She's crazy. What do you mean? She doesn't know that love doesn't make bargains. She doesn't know that love is unconditional. She doesn't know that she's you. She doesn't know that she's innocent yet. She would hurt herself through you. The way you express yourself would spite her. It wouldn't be a loving thing to do, to be in a relationship with somebody that the way you are scares the hell out of them. So she's cute, Holy Spirit, but she's cute. You've done it, you know you've done it. You knew it wasn't the best thing for you, but it was cute. get pretty poison. You like that pretty poison? The Course of Miracles says poison that you don't know you took will kill you as fast as a poison. I'm going to stop right here, but you acknowledge yourself, God, the God of love and oneness. Boy, I tell you, I've been messing with myself the last couple of days. You know, when things go good, you try to mess with yourself sometimes and screw things up. But once you know the tricks that you play to try to stop yourself, they can't stop you. So I'm through the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me. I teach the Course in Miracles full time. That's what I do in the world. And I live off the love offering for my class. So I appreciate if you find this helpful and you feel led to share financially, I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. God reaches us through each other. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to share that. It validates something that I told you all yesterday. Wait a minute, I got a financial lesson, Andrew. You all, everyone in here, you deserve to be paid for having fun. You deserve to be paid for having fun. You deserve to be paid for having fun. I've also just wanted to let you all know, especially the new people, I do personal. Could somebody say to me anything that they heard today that they don't want to forget?
I deserve to be paid for having fun.
Good, no wrong answer. Anything else that anybody heard today that they really want to try to keep in mind?
God reaches us through each other.
The universe says yes.
I am not upset for the reason I think.
And I will make no decisions for myself.
What's that?
I will make no decisions by myself. I make no decisions by myself is the thing that will be good.
And I'll not decide first and then ask.
I make up my mind, and then I tell the Holy Spirit, you know, please tell me what I should do, you know.
That it's responsible and loving to ask somebody what they feel, want, and think.
Yeah, I really, really pay attention to who never asks you what you think, because they don't realize that that's the easiest way for them to receive what they want. And it's also the easiest way for you to receive what you want. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're dating and you're going out with people, it's amazing how much you just hope the other person will just reveal when you could just ask, what do you feel, what do you think? I always tell people in my life, if there's something you want to know, why don't you just ask me? And I'll tell you. Now, whether you believe me or not, that's on you. But I'm satisfied. I told you the truth because I believe that I can have a good time with someone who's made an informed decision about what they want to do with me. And sometimes because of the way I can feel about the other person, I can be tempted to want to compromise and not say the thing that I think would make them not be interested in me. But every time I do that, then I attract them more by telling them something that's not true about me, then I got to continually act out this false role in order to keep them around. And in the long run, that doesn't work because whatever the initial physical attraction was, if it was one, you know that always changes after a period of time when you find out that they're not going to fulfill your fantasy. Which they always show you.
Healings and the revealing.
The healing truly is in the revealing. And then the ego say, well, you're going to sacrifice. No, what's going to happen is you're going to end up attracting to you people who accept you for yourself and they love you up. That's not a loss. But when you're in fear, you think there's just a limited amount. And when you think there's just a limited amount, you compromise and you settle for less than what you say you deserve. Always. Because you don't believe that there's anything out there. that would be a reflection of the love that you are. So you cling to the thing that you're most afraid of. And just realize you're not clinging for the reason you think. You're clinging because of what you taught yourself, and you're clinging because of what you learned. You're not clinging because you're unworthy. You're clinging because of a faulty learning process. You're innocent. You are lovable. And I'm going to remind you of that when you forget about it, see. And then I won't get into a special relationship with you so that I won't ever see the other side, see. And then I just get to see the good stuff all the time. Right, I don't want to see the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love the level of relationship we have that we're recognizing each other. I let you say the insane part for your special person. You know?
And I think it's a good idea that it's the special person, when we kind of do it in our society, it's the special person, it's the person that deals with our cool side and our insane side. I think it's pretty cool that you just decided that, you know, you'd only give your dysfunctional sex to them. It's very good. I think it's great. Because if I'm inferior, thing I do is going to be dysfunctional. So treat these people nice that you win. They deserve it, don't they?
Yeah.
They really do. I don't know what love is, and somebody's willing to take a chance on me and work with me on that, knowing that I'm blind and I misperceive and I judge them according to the past and I'm scared to show appreciation sometimes and I got a script for them all the time and I blame them for stuff and they still want to be with me and still say, let's go to the movie. I should be going, thank you. You are beautiful, beautiful spirit. Instead of going, well, why don't you deal with my insanity better? So you're easy to love. You're easy to love. You're easy to love. You are easy to love. You're easy to love.
That's right.
We are easy to love.
Yeah, you're easy to love. You're easy to love. You're easy to love. It's just you got some bad press. Okay, here we go. I never upset for the reason I think. I have never upset for the reason I think. I have never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. You all, may the course be with you.